WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons. This is Reset, and it's time to boogie. Everybody, get in the groove and let the groove. All right, there are a lot of folks here on the Reset team who love to bust a move, and that includes me. I mean, dance has always been a part of my life from childhood. And now my kids, well, they're avid dancers too. Today, we got to learn all about a very fun event. It's happening this weekend called Chicago Summer Dance, and it's free. And guess what? You don't have to be a good dancer to go. Some folks have even found love at these summer dance festivities. So why don't we dive into the conversation and hear about what you can expect from the event? I mean, how does it feel to have the series back? I saw a little smile on your face there listening to that Aretha Franklin.
I love summer dance for so many reasons, both as a producer of the event, but also just as an attendee, because it's an experience where people come, you know, you don't have to have a particular ability with dance or a relationship to dance. You come and you just enjoy the experience. You get up on your feet. Maybe you come with friends, but you certainly will leave having met new friends. It's just a joyful, joyful time in every iteration.
Oh, yeah, something awesome about, I mean, dance just brings me, you know, makes me alive, come alive, I should say. And I know that you had to put it on hold for the pandemic.
Well, the pandemic allowed us to reconsider some aspects of it. So the first year of the pandemic, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
When we had those closures. And then the second year, we did something called Summer Dance in Place. So this is a very much loved Chicago tradition, and we wanted to have some way to inspire people to move and have wellness as we were still working through those phases of the pandemic. So we had this virtual version. And then in the following year, that would have been 2021, we started to do return to the neighborhoods in small pop-up iterations.
Okay.
But those neighborhood parties that we throw as part of Summer Dance have been part of the history of the series for a long time. And
yeah,
it was just a safe way for us to start to emerge. Last year, we went back to Grant Park for part of the series, mm-hmm, and we're happy to be back there again this year.
Yeah, and tell us more about the look and the feel, because some folks aren't familiar with summer dance, right? So what should they expect? What's the experience like?
Well, it's a pretty straightforward setup in its core experience. So there's a free dance lesson that kicks everything off in most of these iterations, and then it's followed by live music or great DJs. And we invite people to bring chairs or set up a picnic, bring their families. They're completely intergenerational. And so the big parties are the ones that tend to be in the Grant Park location. It's called the Spirit of Music Garden, right?
Okay.
On Michigan Avenue. And we have a large purpose-made dance floor in that space, and we put out a big stage, lots of lights, and there's lots of space for the entire city to arrive. And we really love that aspect of that location, that people from all corners, all walks of life, all experience and interest in dance and music,
yeah,
show up. The same is relatively true for the neighborhood projects. In the neighborhoods, when we're working with Night Out of the Parks and the Chicago Park District, we're also working in close partnership with community partners who actually are involved in the co-creation of what those programs feel like in the neighborhoods. So it's still relatively the same. The themes, though, are derived from conversations with our community partners. And there's still a free dance lesson. There's still great music.
Yeah.
But there's also all kinds of creative activities that people can participate in. So there's lawn games. You know, every park is different. There might be a market. There might be a mural project that's going on that people can participate in. So those have kind of like the neighborhood street party vibe.
Oh,
and we really build those out in relationship with the partners.
You know, that makes me wonder, are there people who come to every summer dance? Like, are you all seeing repeats?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, there have been people that have been coming to Summerdance for its more than 25-year history. Relationships have been made through Summerdance. You know, I love walking the crowd and talking to people, learning about their experience so that I can always do a better job, too. But people are always happy to share their love of the series mm-hmm. and how they've sometimes have found love at the series.
That is so awesome. Proposals are going to start happening right at Summerdance, I bet.
Well, let's hope that, that happens and the love of dancing music is part of that for yes. their entire lives.
And you're kicking off the series this Saturday, as we mentioned, July 15th. It's at Pullman Park. Why partner with the Taste of Chicago event?
Well, this has been something we've been doing a lot as well. And it's a way to, in my mind, to look at what DCASE as a city department offers culturally for events and other activities across the city and just make connections between the ways that we work and how we work. So Taste of Chicago is a brilliant experience. It's always been full of music and, of course, great food. And at Taste of Pullman, there's going to be about 20 different vendors, including food trucks at that location. And so we're always happy to be in any neighborhood context, and we're really excited to be part of Taste of Chicago, which mm-hmm. is also a continuation of how we've shown up. The events that happen in the neighborhoods with Taste of Chicago are another result of the pandemic,
yeah.
but they're so successful. We want to be in neighborhoods. We want to be in relationship with communities.
And they're going to be more successful this year because we know what happened, right?
Yes.
They had to be shifted because of NASCAR. So you'll have a great turnout, I imagine.
Yeah. And Summerdance will also be back at the Taste of Chicago when it's downtown in September. So we have a stage that's just dedicated to us. And what I really love about these taste engagements is that we, as a Summerdance series, also create a taste of Summerdance. So where most of the iterations, there will be one dance style that's mm-hmm. taught. In the taste iterations, we do 3, 4, sometimes 5. So people can kind of come and go, learn a lot of different things, meet new people, and just have that vibe of what a summer of dance can be like.
Who's teaching the lessons?
Man, they are professionals from all across the city. Sometimes they are, if we're doing a neighborhood project, there are professionals that are working within the neighborhood or from the neighborhood. But we work with dance instructors that come all across the city.
Yeah. Well, just our conversation here is reminding me of the fact that there can be tension between residents and like big festivals and concerts, right? I know Summerdance isn't that necessarily, but it makes me curious how you do work with the community when you're putting something like this on to make sure that everyone's going to benefit.
Sure. Well, the way that I try to work as the producer for the Summerdance experience, I'm not just one person at DCASE. There's many of us involved in these kinds of iterations. Summerdance itself, compared to other larger events, has a smaller footprint. But we work closely to have these community partnerships that help to create an understanding of what would be of interest in the community, what would bring people out, what would also perhaps address some issues or other interests that the community has. So that's why the community programs for Summerdance are really driven by those partnerships.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's all kinds of relationships that build a network of community from organizations and nonprofits that are in community and being in conversation with them, certainly being in connection with alderperson's offices, things like that. So there's lots of conversations that all of us have in different ways, depending on the scale of the event.
That's wonderful. I'm curious your advice to someone who thinks, I'm just a terrible dancer. is there room for them? Can they come?
Yes. I hope that sounded declarative enough, but absolutely. And I would say, it's a great experience to just watch people, too, and to kind of enjoy music. So first of all,
yeah, the people watching must be awesome.
It's great. They're really fantastic dancers, but there's a really strong community in the social dance community that has an awareness of people being at different journeys in their dance experience. And so we welcome beginners. We welcome people who have no experience and professionals. And on the dance floor, you will dance with people who cover all of that territory, and they will help you grow and learn, mm-hmm. and they will embrace you where you're at. It's an incredible community.
That is wonderful. And so we're clear, do people have to pay to take these classes?
These are all free, all across the city.
That's wonderful. What else do you think folks should know before stepping out?
We try to have these shows happen, even if the weather starts to go a little bit cloudy. we really want these parties to happen. So, you know,
I didn't notice a 52% chance of rain on Saturday. I wasn't going to say anything, John.
It's really important for us to try to make these incredible programs happen. And so we do want people to, you know, stay in contact with our social media, but really just come with an open heart. I would say, if, you know, thinking about Summer Dance, it is this experience that embraces all.
Yeah.
And so if you come with that, you're going to walk away with an awful lot.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. If you're just tuning in and you're also looking for things to do this weekend, you've actually come to the right place. Earlier in the program, we learned about an art exhibition that's featuring the work of Marvel and DC comic book artist Alex Ross. It's over at the Elmhurst Art Museum. And now we've turned from art to dance. And starting this Saturday, you can take dance lessons of all different styles, from salsa to swing dancing, as part of the Chicago Summer Dance series. And here with more is John Rich. He's summer dance programmer with the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, or DCASE. So you mentioned this earlier. Summer Dance is going to be offering select dates over the next 2 months or so. So how often is it going to happen?
There's about 20 dates, and we'll teach about 40 dance styles over that period of time.
Wow.
And it covers about a 9-week period. So this Saturday is our first program at Pullman Park as part of Taste of Chicago in Pullman. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned swing and salsa. We're also going to teach footwork as well as some line dancing.
Footwork.
So the way that it'll work is you can come out, you can learn dance steps for about a half an hour, and then the DJ will just play for a while. And you asked earlier about, you know, how do you incorporate people who might not have an experience? Well, just dance how you want to dance. You know, when the music is on, dance how you want to dance. But be a little courageous, learn a little bit about some other dance moves, mm-hmm. and explore the city through summer dance.
And we know dancers love to be able to freestyle whenever
exactly.
possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It takes the pressure off, too, mm-hmm. I think. Is there a dance style that you're looking forward to in particular?
I have really, I really always look forward to cumbia. And Ooh. When we're in the Spirit of Music Garden, that'll be our first program that we have. We'll have a cumbia program, which
is Can you describe that?
Well,
style?
it's a pretty straight. Well, I'm not one of the dance instructors, so I don't want to misrepresent in any way. But I feel that the basic footwork of cumbia is really an approach that anybody could easily walk into.
Okay. So you again, back to my terrible dancer question. Mm-hmm. This is for everybody. So, you know, you mentioned that you hear from summer dance regulars a lot. They say that they love it. What's the main thing that they say? What do you think, from your standpoint even, John, the biggest selling point of this series?
Well, I certainly hear a lot, and it resonates a lot with me, this idea that when summer dance happens, the city comes together. And I just feel that that's really profound and necessary. It's helped me understand Summer Dance as a series, not just as a music and dance series, but as a wellness series. You know, there's the wellness involved in moving and keeping the body alive, but also keeping the mind alive in terms of listening to, you know, quality music, mm-hmm. and engaging in deep conversations with people on and off the dance floor. So, you know, this is something that the community around Summer Dance, in my experience talking to folks, is really center.
Yeah. And speaking of the community, I mean, talk about the importance of, like you said, having these dance events all around the city instead of just downtown.
Yeah. Well, we know that culture happens everywhere. And we know that the love of culture exists in every home and neighborhood. So it's really just a way to reflect that and to be real with the resources that we have and the parties that we are able to throw.
Yeah. The locations, where are the next few going to take place? So this one is at Pullman Park this Saturday. And then where are we going next?
Well, on Wednesday, July 26th, will be our first neighborhood program. That's going to be at Davis Square Park in Back of the Yards. This is, you know, as a template, it's kind of a good example for people to come and check out something that's happening in a neighborhood and experience the vivacity of these neighborhood events. So we are working with Free Street Theater and Plant Chicago. There will be a food and service market set up as part of the event. We're also working with the local library branch, and they're going to be bringing out a library cart and mm-hmm. talking about some of their services. We'll have face painting and some other activities. And we're going to be teaching Ballet Folklorico. And then we'll have mariachi music as the main program for the evening.
Did you, when things slowed down because of the pandemic, did you start to offer anything virtually? Is that even possible?
It was. We did just a short video series of, I think, 5 videos, Summer Dance in Place, we called it. And we put it on YouTube. We had a partnership with the local PBS station, and they aired it as well. And the same kind of feedback came back through that. People were saying, oh my goodness, I really needed this, or, you know, it helped me get off the couch.
Yeah.
So again,
even though they weren't able to come out and, like, you know, touch and physically dance with partners, et cetera, this was still beneficial.
Right. And it's still online. If people want to get a snippet of
that,
they can go to the DKS YouTube channel and check out some of those lessons and maybe brush up a little bit before you come out to the parks, or, you know, just enjoy it.
Do you recommend anything for folks to wear? I mean, first thing that comes to mind for me is comfortable shoes.
Completely comfortable shoes.
With all the different styles, though, you know, sometimes people think, oh, well, do I have to wear a certain type of shoe?
There's no dress code
from the ballet
at Summer Dance.
We're going from, you know, ballet to footwork, right?
Just be comfortable. Be yourself. With Summer Dance, we certainly value who you are and what you bring. So that's what we can welcome.
Love it. John Rich is the Summer Dance Programmer with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, or DCASE. You can check out the Chicago Summer Dance series in collaboration with the Taste of Chicago. It's at Pullman Park from 12 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode of Reset was produced by Micah Yasin and was edited by Ethan Schwab and Dan Tucker. If you're looking for even more fun things to do around the city, make sure you're subscribed to the Reset newsletter. It's full of great suggestions for what to see and do around Chicago. Plus, you will get the biggest headlines to start your day. Just go to wbez.org/resetnews to sign up. That's all for today. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.